tai au ki tēnei wenua tau au. Piki piki maunga tā ngā e, piki piki pari tā ngai, mo tēnei tupua tā ngai, mo tēnei tauira tā ngai. So, Prem, now what? Welcome. We look forward to what you have to teach us.
My thanks to Ngā Tangata Whenua o Te Ate Awa on both sides for extending this very formal welcome, this pōhiri, to New Zealand, to Prem Wawat, and the many members, I think, from a variety of communities, both New Zealand and overseas, that are in our chamber today. On New Zealand, on United Nations International Day of Peace, I welcome to New Zealand's Parliament you all. I'm also particularly delighted to welcome Maharaji Prem Rawat to our Parliament and to our city. And I'm going to ask my very good friend and a woman I have admired over many years as one of New Zealand's great peacemakers, Dame Laurie Salis, to introduce Prem.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. The Honourable Marion Hobbs, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to see so many of you gathered here in this illustrious venue on the United Nations International Day of Peace. The International Day of Peace provides an opportunity for individuals, organisations and nations to create practical acts of peace on a shared date. The United Nations Association is proud to share in this spirit, and these actions on behalf of New Zealand today. By our presence here, we demonstrate our belief in the possibility of peace and the commitment to help to make it become a reality. And we've got to work jolly hard to make that a reality in this dismal world of ours, but we live in hopes, and we hope to hear more about it from our illustrious speaker in a short time. Prem Rawat, from whom we're going to hear very shortly, emphasises that institutions alone cannot bring peace, and that it is both the birthright of every individual and incumbent upon each individual to live a life of peace. We are thrilled to be welcoming him to Aotearoa, New Zealand, to share his inspiration here. Thank you so much for coming. I know you're halfway between Argentina and Australia, but it's great to have you here. UNANS, our association, recognises the power and value of your message, and we're also indebted to you, your commitment to the United Nations. In these troubled times in which we're living, our dream for peace seems too often to elude us. While we tend to first look to institutions to bring peace, Prem Rawat says that we need first and foremost to look within. As those ringing words of the preamble to the UNESCO Constitution say, since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defences of peace must be constructed. Peace, says Prem Rawat, is possible. His message is valuable, original, and profound. Please join me in warmly welcoming our visitor.
Tēnā koutou te katoa, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be in New Zealand, and it's a pleasure to be in front of you talking about a very profound but beautiful subject. And the subject is peace. Now, you've heard a lot about the word peace, but let's try to take a look at what really peace is. Because everybody wants peace. Everywhere you go. Not too long ago, I was in a prison talking to the prisoners. Do you want peace? Of course. You can go and speak in front of people who are in the army. Do you want peace? Yes, of course. In fact, there was a gentleman who was criticizing his mother for watching my message because he was in the army. And he said, this will never happen. One day, accidentally, he ended up listening to what I was saying. And he said, he'll put all the armies out of commission if this really goes through. So everybody wants peace. And then you go and talk to people about, well, what is peace? And here, you get a surprising answer. And the answer is that everybody has their own version of peace. And when everybody has their own version of peace, now we're not talking about the same thing anymore. Because everybody is looking at it from a totally different angle. Some people are optimistic and say it will happen. Some people are pessimistic and say it will never happen. Well, it depends what they're looking at. So, what is peace? Of course, it's a very interesting question. People think absence of war is peace. Nobody is fighting because people have their ideas of what peace is. There are people who think peace is everybody just walks along very, very slowly in flowing robes with flowers in their hair and everybody greets everybody by this symbol. You don't shake hands anymore. You know, perhaps the new thing will be you just come and you touch these two fingers to the other. Peace and peace and peace. Well, there's no limit to it, is there? We see the reflection of peace. What is the reflection of peace? It's nice when there are not wars, but that's a reflection of peace. That's not peace in itself. All the things that we like about peace are the things that are just the reflections of the peace, not the peace itself. Because peace begins with every single human being on the face of this earth. That's where peace begins from. Let me give you an analogy. I said this at one of my events. And you know, and this is an analogy that I'm sure you'll be able to relate to because you have witnessed this firsthand. When you are in a good mood, quote unquote, good mood, feeling good inside, not just outside, inside, what is your nature? You become the very essence of all the things you consider to be good. You become kind. I know that. When somebody is trying to park in a spot that you should have parked at, and you are feeling good, have you noticed when you're trying to cross the road and the driver is feeling good? Stops. A smile. But when the person is not feeling good, horns come on, gestures fly, not an inch is given. This is war. I mean, this is war. And millions and millions and millions of dollars, pounds, whatever the currency may be, is spent trying to make the society flow smoothly. Signs are put up, be courteous. And yet, nobody pays attention to the fact that when you are feeling good, that's automatic. Nobody has to teach you to be courteous. Nobody has to teach you to yield. Nobody has to teach you to smile. Nobody has to teach you to say thank you. Nobody has to teach you to stand and view the beauty that the nature has painted in front of you. No one. When the heart is full, when the human being is full, then automatically the person is not in duality, is not in questions, but in answers. Not the complicated, but the simple that we are. This is what we favor. This is who we need to be. This is our nature. Of all those things that we see out there, there are people say that that's our nature. All these wars and all of this, this is our nature. I disagree. Because when we are centered, when we're placed in that equilibrium, where our hearts are full, then our true nature shines. And the true nature that we have is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's real. And that is the place of true peace. That which is so close to us, we look for it so far away. So far away. We have made objectives for ourselves to attain peace that we know are impossible to achieve. Impossible. Objectives that no one in this world will ever get angry with each other. Not a happening thing. People will get angry. People get angry in family when they love each other. But we think, well, that's what has to happen before peace will happen. Wrong. Because the peace I am talking about is the peace that can be experienced in the middle of a battlefield. That the very essence, the very thing that was established a long, long time ago was know thyself. I mean, today, in this time and age, to come together and talk about peace seems so appropriate. But do you know that thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, people were coming together and saying, peace. Peace is important. The importance, the benchmark for peace has been established a long, long time ago. It is only today, and I've been talking about peace for a long, long time, even when the world situation wasn't this. And you see that when people feel afraid, then they go, let's talk about peace. No. Let's talk about peace when times are good. Let's talk about peace when times are bad. That's true friendship. That is true friendship. In times of good and times of bad. When do we begin to see that we have been given an incredible gift? When do we begin to see that we have been given an incredible gift of existence. Everybody on this earth. Everybody on this earth is taken care of. It's amazing. Take away the walls of greed, take away the walls of all the selfishness, and everybody is taken care of. Because a mango tree never says, you can't pick this fruit. This I belong to so and so. It is there for anybody who is hungry to come pick. And it will satisfy the hunger of whoever is hungry and has partaken of that fruit. And of all those things, the solutions is not to chase each one of the problems. The solution is, and this is my opinion, my experience, the solution is within the heart of every single human being. If you want that light, light those lamps that every human being is. It is not a matter of countries. It is not a matter of cities. It is not a matter of counties. It is not a matter of states. It is a matter of every single human being. Everyone. Everyone. Three main events happen in everyone's life. And you know about these. Three most important events. One, you were born. Two, you get to live. Three, you know. I don't have to tell you, you know what the third major event is. It's not about the first one, it's already happened. And it's not about the last one. You don't have to make an appointment for it. It's about the middle one. And that's where peace dances. That's where peace is. That's where that serenity is. That's where that tranquility is. And what does peace look like? Well, let me tell you what peace looks like. It looks like your face in contentment. That's what peace looks like. Your face. Not some statue, not some mountain peak, not a picture of a lake, not a picture of a river. You know what peace looks like? I know what peace looks like. It looks like your face in contentment. When your heart is in that peace, then peace dances on your face, and you cannot that is the nature of joy. That is the nature of happiness. That is the nature of contentment. That is the nature of peace. Tears, you may want to hide. But nobody has to try to hide a real smile. A real smile. Nobody has to try to hide a real laughter. Nobody has to try to hide the real light that dances on the face of human beings when they feel peace. Why is it that when it comes to peace, we draw a segregation, we draw a line, and we say only those people who have all their lives sat upon some mountain are the ones that will have it, not you and I. When it comes to getting an ice cream cone, there is no righteousness to it. Let's go get one. When it comes to peace, oh no, only those, not us. How many excuses are there for not having peace on this face of this earth? How many excuses are there for not having peace in your life? Well, I, for one, am here to quell those excuses and say you have no excuse because peace is already inside of you. It is nothing that can rob us of that peace that dances in our hearts. Nothing. Wherever we go, whoever we are, that peace remains with us. Good times, it's there. Bad times, it's there. Of all those things, of all the things that you will accomplish in your life, do one more. Of all the things you will do, do one more. And what is that one more? See who you are. Do one more thing. Know thyself. Do one more thing. Know that peace that dances in your heart. These are not all different things. That's the same thing. But do that. Do that so that each page of your life is truly, truly a magnificent, magnificent poem, like it should be. And you read your poetry. Why? So you can be delighted. That's why. That's why. When you are at peace, do you know what happens? You delight. When you're at peace, you know what happens? You become happy. Those are just symptoms of peace. Awfully nice symptoms of peace. So thank you very much for coming today, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk about peace on this day of peace. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, normally when a person has to do a thank you, they kind of try and emulate or go over the top of. I'm not going to. I give up now, all right? I give up now. There are some things that I have remembered and that I will take away with great thankfulness, actually. We are naturally good. I like that. Becoming your own friend. I like that. Knowing myself, I'll try to like that. I have probably lived all my life on there is, and particularly because I was a teacher, that there is goodness in everyone, and I will hang on to that all my life. So thank you. And I think if I say it briefly, it doesn't mean it's not said deeply, and I think I'm saying that on behalf of everyone in this room. That was a marvellous uplifting for everyone present to befriend themselves, to know themselves. Priyam, I'd love you to come forward. I'm asking Laurie to come forward. And we're going to ask you, Prem, to come forward, and we've got some lovely presents and memories for you from this day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to present this to you, the United Nations Association.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your efforts for peace are always appreciated, and I'd like to offer you this on behalf of the Prem Rao Foundation.
Thank you very much indeed. It's wonderful.
On behalf of the Prem Rao Foundation, I'd like to offer you this.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.